Rav Yehuda, Omar Rav. Anshei Yerushalayim, Anshei Shachat Hayu. Almost I'm talking about the Deir of the Bayis Rishon. Anshei Shachat, Vedabrim, Veloshen Gaivo, Velagei Sofa. Odam Oimer Lachaveiroi. They spoke episodically, they were Marames in Yonim, but they weren't Dvorim Nikiyim. Vameh Sa'adeto Hayoim. So Rashi says Sa'adeto Tashmish. What were the two tzodim? Bepas ameila oi bepas she'eino ameila. Pas ameila is bu'ula. She'eino ameila. Ameila means duch ke'arbet the pas. It was very well needed. She'eino ameila v'sula. Biyayin goyrodli oi biyayin chaldeili. Goyrodli was love on hoya. Biyayin chardeili, shocher, kloimer, was the isha, levono, ishchoire. Bemeisav rochov, oi bemeisav kotzer. So they were speaking about sa'adeto. So the shmuzot kigangin, meisav, mito, shemeisav oleo, bishar sachile, was it a broad mite, or a short mite, linyaniyuf, isha shmeina, Kotzer, kechusha, bechover toiv, oi bechovero, chover toiv, isha toiv esmaro, omar Rav Chisda, vekulon liznus. We can understand the Gemara, says the Bayis Rishon was nechav, because of the Sholish Averes, the Giri Hayetzer was tremendous at that time. And the Gemara in Yuma says, Rishonim shenizgalu avoinom nizgalu kitzom. Even though there was avoinis begoloi, but the oven did not penetrate. It was only begoloi. There was a tremendous giri hayeter, and they couldn't be oimid benisoyin. So it was only an oven that was begoli. It was a superficial oven. It never penetrated. Bepnimius levavon, they were bali amun and bali bitochen. Achreinim shalainis galo avoinam lainis galo kitzam. By the achreinim hayoiskim betoire begmilus chasodim. Begoli, they were very nice. But it seems bepnimius levavon, they were already shvach in the Yisaidis Amun, and that brought about the Sinas Chinam. Is, since the Ovain penetrated more, was not so superficial, is Lo Nisgalo Kitzam. Al Kaponim, this is Al Kaponim, the picture of the Nisgalo Avoino. Omar Rechove, Omar Rab Yehude, Atze Yerushalayim Shel Kinomein Hoyo. The Eitzim that grew in Yerushalayim were kinomim, that had a very choshev reyach. Ubisho shehoyu masikin mehen, reichon noidef b'chol Eretz Yisrael. That means that the poshet Eitzim that were used for kindling wood had a gewaldike geshmake reyach. And there was always a bonus when you were burning them, Reichon Noidev Bechol Eretz Yisrael. Mishacholva Yerushalayim Nignizu. After the Chuban of Yerushalayim, so these Eitzim, the Ben Yoyada explains that Bechlal Eretz Yisrael is, the Iker Tachlis of Eretz Yisrael is Limud HaTeire. That's why Avirad Eretz Yisrael Machkim. And Chazal tell us that a reyach toiv brings with it pikris. And that was the purpose, that there was such an abundance of these eitzim, which had a shayareichon noidif. He wants to say, kinomoin is oisiyes konu man. Man, he says, that goes on the maila of Torah. Could be he means that The Shmaitzer says in the Hakdome that the mon that Klal Yisrael ate in the Midbar was produced through the Sar HaTeire. So we see Al-Kaponim, mon and Teire have a zichra connection. I need not Teire, elo leyoichlei ha-mon. Is konu mon, this was a way which one was able to obtain to be koine Teire. So that was when Yerushalayim was oimid bebinyono. Mishecholva Yerushalayim nignezu. What's pshat nignezu? So this koyach, that the Eretz of Yerushalayim was able to produce a eitz with shatze gevalde kereyach, that koyach was nignaz. Loi nishtayer elo kisa'oire. There's only a minute amount left of this eitz. It's very precious, it's very rare. Mishtakach begazoi the tzimtzemoi malkese. Some of the oitz of the tzimtzemoi malkese, Rashi says, kach shemo. Zog the Mishnah weiter. Lo yeitzei ha'ish, loi besayov, v'loi bekeshes, v'loi betris, v'loi ba'ola, v'loi b'roimach. These are all klizayin. And we're speaking about, for example, the sayif, the sword is, he's chogul with the sayif. And it's derech levushoi. All the other things are also mistamed derech levushoi. Tris is a mogein, a shield. Ola is a makel that one can hit someone else over the head with. Reimach is a spear. Ve'im yotzor chayiv chato. This is not a tachshit. This is a clay tashmish. So therefore, and since he's carrying it derech levushoi, he's chayiv chato. Rabbi Lezer reimach tachshitin hein loy. These are tachshitin. So memele, so there's no chiyuv chatos al koponim. One becomes mischashev mistam. He looks important, powerful, going out with these klizayim. V'chachomim oimrim einoi elo lignai. It is not a tachshit. Does not beautify the person. V'kert, it is something that one needs, that one uses. Mikayach the necessity, but it's not a tachshit. Shenemar v'chitzu charboisam li'itim v'chnisayseyem l'mazmeiris. He says, eventually when they'll become bottle all the inyonei mulchome, so the charovis, the sharp charovis will be used for a machreshe, that will be used to plow earth. And the others will be used lemazmeiros to for melechus zaymer to trim kramim. Lo yisa goyel goycherev lo yimdu yilmedu oid milchama. So memele, it is not something that is miskasha, that a person is miskasha. So therefore, they disagree with Rabbi Elazar. Biris tahira. A biris is a type of a garter that is put to support the stockings, and it is tahira. So Rashi Shita is, it is tahira, it is not mekabel tumah, because it is not a tachshit of a person, and it's a meshamshe kelim. That means the whole purpose is to hold up the stocking. So memele, it is not a tachshit, and it's not a malbish, and it's meshamshe kelim. So therefore it is not mekabel tumah. The Yaitzim Bo B'Shabbos, and there's no Shash as Dimash Sholfe V'Osi Lachvuyeh. If someone is wearing it, they might go and show off with it, because then there would be a Gili HaShoik. So therefore, it is Mutter to wear on Shabbos. Kevolim Tmeyim V'Ein Yaitzim Behem B'Shabbos. Zogt Rashi, Ba'ola meforish bigmore kulfe. This is something that a makel that someone hits with. V'kitzu chaboisam v'tachshitim ninu lo yu betaylem laosit. Tachshitim won't become bottle. Biris bigmore meforish. Tahire eino mekabeles tume. V'yaitzim bo deloy shalfa machvaye shlo yeroe shoike. So memele, there's no gzeira of levishas tachshitim. Kavolim tmeim, what exactly kavolim is, bigmorem meforish lo. Zokte gemore mai ba'olo kulfo. Yem on the side kupel, from the oruch doime lamakel, varoishoi ogul kamoi kado. Although on the other side we have shevet shemakim boi varoishoi ov. Rabbi Lezer Oymar Tachshiten Hein Loi. Rabbi Lezer Oymar Tachshit. Tanya Omru Loi La Rabbi Lezer Vimchi Meyache De Tachshitim Hein Loi Mipnei Mahin Betelin Limois HaMashiach. Says in the Posek Bechitzur Chavoy Samlitim, why will it be bottle if it's a Tachshit? That's the... So it's a Kasha Rabbi Lezer. Omar Lehen Lefi she'ein on tzrichen. It's no kashe. Pshat is, when there's a necessity for such kalim, so then fakert, one has chshivis, one has power by walking around with such kalim. So it becomes nischashiv. When the kamei is also considered a tachshit, if someone needs it. But limois haMashiach, then lafisha einon tzrichen, then there won't be any necessity for any weapons. Shenema leisa goy al goy cheret. So memele. So then. So since it's betelim, so then it is not a tachshit anymore. Like the gemara v'tehevi lenoi balme. It won't be a psanoi. Amar Abaye midi dahava ashrage betiara. A ner is gewaldig choshev. That's only when it's dark. But when the sun is shining, the sun is radiating, then a ner is nothing. So memele, in a matzev, in a yisa goy al goy cherev, then it's not a noy, it's nothing. It doesn't accomplish anything. Al koponim, we see from the kashe of the chachomim and Rabbi Elazar, they asked him, "Idnei ma'ein betelim limois haMashiach." So, vaystois limois haMashiach, there won't be any. And he also said, "Leisa goy al goy cheret." So, vaystois limois haMashiach, there won't be any mulchames. Upligi de Shmuel, the Omar Shmuel, ein bein ha'olam hazeh limois haMashiach, ela shibud goyis bilvat. Let us explain a little bit Shmuel's memory. The Ben Yoyodo says, Shmuel is telling us as follows. Kol ahavtochis hanifloys shedibru hanevim. The gewaldik ahavtochis that the Nevim speak about, which will occur laosid lovoy. Hein mitzad ha'oisha. That there'll be a tremendous amount of parnose, d'chsiv kol gevulayich la'avnei chayfet. Hei mitzad achayim, that people will live forever, sh'le'i ha'moves klal, k'd'chsiv bila ha'moves l'netzach. Hei mitzad pri ha'oretz, sh'toitzi eretz yisrael gluskois. The psukim speak about all these wondrous things which will occur. So Shmuel held kol elu lo yiye be'elef hashishi. These things will not occur be'elef hashishi. Af al pi shehamoshiach yovoi be'elef hashishi. Mashiach will come bevadai. That's yimois haMashiach. That is nothing to do to all these inyonim. Ele yiyu be'elef hashvi. These things will be be'elef hashvi. Avol be'elef hashishi yishoyer tzasaniyim, and that was Shmuel's raya. Lo yechtal ev yoyim mikerev haoretz, there'll still be aniyim. V'gam hamoves lo yevula legamri, there'll be misa also. No er lo hanar ben me yeshonim yomus. Someone that goes away after 100 years is never the regigang get young. But al koponim, Ein bein yemois haMashiach, the ein bein oylam hazeh limois haMashiach, ela shibud goliyus bilvat. So the Maharsha explains, Shibud Golias, the Yisrael lo yiyeh lahem Shibud Golias. There won't be Shibud Golias from Klal Yisrael. Avol goy el goy yisocheret. The goyim will be fighting, but the Yidin won't be affected by the goy el goy yisocheret. So that's what the Gemara is asking. The whole Shakla Vitari over here, that the Chachamim asked him, this is the first Lashon in the Gemara, we're about to see a second Lashon. But the first Lashon of the Gemara, that they asked him, it says in Posik, that they asked him, Yachad Rilam, Mimneim Ha'am V'teilin, Limois HaMashiach, and he explained them, because Limois HaMashiach, Lo Yisa Goy El Goy Cheret. So Sai the Chachomim, and Sai Rabbi Lezer hold that there'll be a shinui in Olam Hazeh, that there won't be any Mulchomis anymore, there won't be any necessity of Kli Zayin. So the Gemara says, Upliga de Shmuel, this whole Baraisa, Sai the Chachomim and Sai Rabbi Lezer disagree with Shmuel. The Omar Shmuel ain bein ha'Olam Hazeh li Mois HaMashiach, Elo Shibud Golias Bilva. Let us see Taisvis. Ein bein Olam Hazeh li Mois HaMashiach. Aval gav dahashte ein Yerushalayim ve ein Beis HaMikdosh. Ve ilu li Mois HaMashiach yia hakel boni. Tzoch leima dahai ein bein lav davke. The Ben Yayoda says the ein bein means as follows. What exists now and will not exist be Mois HaMashiach, that is Shibud Malchius. Shibud Malchius will not exist anymore. All other things will exist. There will be Aniyim, there will be other things. But with Svetzukumen, he didn't speak about that. Svetzukumen Yerushalayim, Svetzukumen Binyan Habayis. So therefore, in that Nikuda, the Ein Bein is Lavdavke. But in all other yonim, the whole bittle which will occur, that which will change, which is now and will become bottle, b'mois HaMashiach, that is Shibud Golias. That is the first lashon of the Gemara. Let us see Rashi. Shraima b'tiago ner b'hatzoharayim. This is a ner in the middle of the day. Mitoich she'einai tzorech. If there's no necessity for it, it is worthless. Einai noe, so there's no noe to it whatsoever. Abo bizman hazeh shu eis mulchome tachshiteme. That's what Rabbi Elazar told the Chachome. Uplige, hodik toni, that it says in the Bereise, betelim li mois HaMashiach, plige de Shmuel. Le Shmuel ein betelim li mois HaMashiach. Le mois HaMashiach, there'll still be Yisa goy al goy chere. But Klal Yisrael will not be affected by their Mulchomis. Lo yechtal, mashma lo ilo. Alme yechanius, v'ashirus, shmamino, nechomoi shenisnabu ha-neviim. The nechomis that the neviim were misnabu, v'lo yiye knani oid, in Chazal Barshan, ein kan oni. Lo ili mois HaMashiach nisnabu. This was not said for your mois HaMashiach. She'ein min ha'ilam hazeh, dim ken chod aloch evyeh. And it says, lo yechdav evyeh mikerav oret. So we see this baraisa is not like Shmuel. And then the Gemara says, misayelei l'rabchiyya barabe. Fakert, this baraisa is a raya to rabchiyya barabe. Ba'omar rabchiyya barabe, kol ha'neviyim loy nisnabu elo limois ha'mashiyah. Hakert, all the nechomis that we see, that is only limois HaMashiach. Avol ha'olam haba, ayin le'ro'aso lekim zulosa. Hakert, olam haba, the neviim one zeiche bechlal to be masik. Ayin le'ro'aso lekim zulosa. So memele, so this is that. Ve'ika di amri, amru lo'i rabbe leza. Others had a different gears than the Baraisa. Omru lai Rabbi Lezer, v'chi miyachad de tachshitin hein loi, mipnei mahein b'teilem li mois HaMashiach. So why will it become bottle? Omru lahen, av li mois HaMashiach einom b'teilem. Verkehrt Rabbi Lezer into them that it won't become bottle. Avli Moisa Mashiach. And Hainu di Shmuel, in that kufa, so we see Rabbi Lezer holds like Shmuel. Rabbi Lezer says that the Moisa Mashiach, there'll still be an Indian of Tarshit of Klizayim. Upligi the Rabchiye Barabe. Verkehrt Yischoilek an Rabchiye Barabe. The Shita Sarambam is very unclear. The Lachem Mishnah will see the Ein Mishpat is miyaches to the Rambam Shmuel, is miyaches Chiyah Barabe. The Rambam says everything. The Rambam says like Shmuel, the Rambam says like Chiyah Barabe. Bekitzad Lachem Mishnah in Perik Zayim, Seifpek Zayim, Melchish Tshuve, says that Zod did not pass in like Shmuel, because the Rambam did pass in like Rabbi Elazar, he passed in like the Chachamim. According to Shmuel, one would be permitted, that was the svar of Rabbi Elazar, that it's not bodily Maisa Mashiach also. The Rambam Grad says in Perik Yud Beis, in Mehilchis Malachim, Uba'oisa izman lo yiyesham rov v'loy milchoma. And it seems from the Rambam and the whole world there won't be any Mulchomis. But according to the Lachem Mishnah, it's good because in Yisod he doesn't paskin like Shmuel. But according to Shmuel, the Marsha says that Faker, that the Yemois HaMashiach, there won't be Shibit Malchias by Klal Yisod, but by the Yumas Oilam there'll be an Indian of Klizayim. Sok the Gemara Vaita. Omar lai Abaye l'Rav Dimi, v'omri lo l'Rav Ivye. V'omri lo Rav Yosef l'Rav Dimi, v'omri lo l'Rav Ivye. V'omri lo Abaye l'Rav Yosef. We have three Mahalchim, more than three Mahalchim, who said what to who. My time at Rabbi Elazar, the Omar Tashit in Hein Loi. What is the Mekor of Rabbi Elazar that Rabbi Elazar says that Klizayin are Tashit? תחשיב חגר חרבך על יורך קיבר הויתך והדורך. That החגיר is חרב and the ירך of a גיבר, this is הוידוי והדורוי. So it's enough in the posik that Klizayim are a tachshit for a גיבר. So פראי את רבי לזה. אמר לי רב כהנה למר ברידר אבינה, Hai bedivrei, there's a girsa ravina and his ravuna, hai bedivrei teirexiv. He says, the pasuk isn't speaking about klizayim, speaking about divrei teire. That teire, which is a cherev, should be chogul to the yerech of the giber, the those who are iskim beteire. It should be with them. That's hoidcho vadorecho. Let us see Rashi. Mesayle bereise diktoni betein le meisa mashiach la b'chiyye barabe loy nisnabo divrei nechome shalahem ayin loy roaso bedivrei teirek ayin loy roaso ayin shal neviyim loy sholta le roisa bedivrei teirek siv. So what did Rav Kahane ask? Rav Kahane asked, the posik is speaking about divrei teire, havi zoyer lachzer al mishnoscho. A person should chazer on what he learned, shetei mezumenes loch b'shas adin, that it should be munach b'kufse, it should be like a cherem al yorech, that is the hoid and the hodo, lohovi raye ke cherem al yorech giber l'natzeyach b'muchome, that it's there when you need it, v'hu hoidcho v'hadorecho. That's what the Torah is, munach b'kufsa etloi, that is the hoid v'hodor of a Talmud Chochem. So memela, that was Rav Kahane's kasha. So how can you bring a raya to Rabbi Elazar? Amru loi, ein mikra yoytze midei pshutoi. So what shall ein mikra yoytze midei pshutoi? So they told them, even though that was the kasha. Yes, the whole Haibed Divrei Teirik Siv. That was the kasha of Rav Kahane. Omar loi. So he told them, Ein mikra yoytze midei pshuta. That even though the whole capital is speaking about a Talmud Chacham, and it only is only speaking b'derech Moshel, but the Moshel is oichet oiskahalten. The Moshel is also emes. That means you can derive, if the Torah gave a Moshel of a Talmud Chacham, that the Talmud Chacham is a Gibor and the Torah is a Cherev, and that's the hoid of the Gibor, so the Moshel zokt mereichet emes. Ein mikro yoytze midei pshuta. Omar Rav Kahane, kadavino bar tamni sori shnin. When I became 18 years old, Baba Gemirno Lei Lekulei Ashas, he ended Shas by 18. Vulei Have Yedano Dein Mikre Yoitze Midei Pshutei Atashte. But this I didn't know. I didn't know this Klal Ein Mikre Yoitze Midei Pshutei. My Kamashmlon, what is he telling us? What he did know, what he didn't know. The Ligmer Inish Vahoda Lisbeth. You could end Shas, and you could only, there's some things you don't have to understand either. One thing is no shaykhis with the other. Let's see what Rashi says. The ligmarinish, ligreish shmaite mirabe. Afal gav de lo yoda le kulei taime. Even though he doesn't understand everything, the Vali should learn. Vahoda lisber taime. The koshalei le Rav Kahane. Rav Kahane didn't understand what the raya is to Rabbi Elazar. Vloi ave yoda lahai taime, v'talmudei ave kimlei midahave bar tamnei sori. That means he had learned ganshas, and Yerakashi didn't understand doime kadvorim. So that's no stire. The ligmayer is the even though one doesn't understand the svaris and the timing, it's no stira to the ligma. In this inyan of ein mikra yaitze midei pshutoi is a very interesting Rashbam ala teire. We have the Rashbam, the Perish Rashbam ala teire. It starts from Parshas Vayeshev. So before the Rashbam starts his Perish, so he gives a shtikel akdome. He says, Harishoinim mitoich chasidusam nisasku lintois achrei hadroshes, shehein iker. And then he says another reason. The Gemara says in Bab Metzia, ha'oisik b'mikra mida ve'enei mida. Ha'oisik b'talmed ein lecha mida gedoyla mizu. ומתוך כך לא יהוגלו כל כך בפשוטון של מקרויס. They jumped all the time to the iker of the posik, that's why they weren't mugul. Then he brings our Gemara of Kahane did not know ein mikro yoitze midei pshutoi. There's a more the kegoin in Mishlei, the goin in Mishlei, Kapitel Aleph, Pasuk Chof and Chof Aleph, he explains that there are four madregis in Havonis HaTeire, this Pshat, Remez, Drush, and Soit. And he says, Shleim HaMelech is Mamshil, these four dargis in Rina, Koil, Kriya, and Dibur. And he explains as follows. Pshat of the Torah, to understand the Pshat, that's the Rino shel Torah. And therefore, we see, Chazal said, B'mokim Rino shom tehei tefillah, the Tanaiki shel Beis Rabim used to learn in the Batik Nisiyos. That's the Rino shel Torah. What is Rino? There's Rino and there's Koil. So he says, Rino is Pshat, that you hear HaKoil HaVoro. You don't even hear the koil. Not only you can hear words, but you don't even hear the true koil, the einai niker hakoil. That is the pshat of Torah. Koil is pshat, when you get a little closer, you can hear the koil, but you can't hear words, v'loi dibul. That is the drash of Torah. But things are getting a little clearer. You hear now the Koil al Kaponim. Remez of Torah is, he says, when you get much closer, you can't communicate, but you can call out. That's the Kriya of Torah. That's the Remez of Torah. And the Dibur of Torah is, that's the Seidei of Torah. So al Kaponim, we can understand that the Chsidim, the Rishonim, they perhaps mitoich chsidusam, they wanted to go to the dibur shel Torah. That's the main hiskarvus, the kiruv, there's a dibur, which is much greater than kriya. So they overlooked the, but this is also a chelik of Torah. Drin of Torah is also a chelik. The Rashbam says over there that he had a sichsuch with Rashi. Rashi oichat had gehalten in perish daf mishchaiben. You have to be madgish the poshet the pshat. And Rashi says if he would have had time, he would have written another pirish. But Rashi did not. That's what Rashi told the Rashbam. He didn't have time. Hab merder pirish al kaponim. But that's the yisod of ein mikra yoytzim idei pshuta. That in the pshuta, that's also a chelik. Even though the ikir kavon is l'shem moshul, but al kaponim, the moshul at oichet apshat. The Ben Yoyodo says that what he finished Shas by 18 years, he says they started Talmud by 15. And there are 6 Dorim, and each Seder is kolol from the 6 Dorim. That means each Seder has a chelik of the other Seder also. So therefore it takes 6 months to learn a Seder, and 3 years to learn through Shas. That was the cheshbon of 18 years. Zogt de Gemara weiter. Omar Rav Yirmiya, Omar Rav Elozer. Shnei Talmidei Chachomim Hamechadedim Ze Lo Ze Bahaloche HaKadosh Baruch Hu Matzliach Lahem Shenemar Vahadolcho Tzlach. Al tikrei vahadolcho elo vechadadcho. It seems the hey is neschalef with a ches, because it's from the oisius agorim is from a hey in ches. And the reish is meschalef with a dalet, because in tzure, a dalet and a reish are similar. Vechadadcho. So memeila dal bizeiche to atzloche. What is the taish mechadadin? So Rashi says, Hamechadedim shoyelin umishivim, they ask kashas and they answer, loy lekapeyach, not to shlogop yena, elo lehischadeit, to be zeiche, to the chidud of Torah, to the klorkeit, the sharfkeit von Torah, that's their kavone. Vahadolcho kamoi vahadadcho. Buloy oid el sha'oilin ligdula. So there'll be matzliach in Torah. Loy oid el sha'oilin ligdula. Shenemar tzlach rechav. The Marsho says pshat, rechive is moire on gdula. Vayakiveyu al bomosei ore. We find Yosef and Moltra de wa'ilu ligdula, it says there, Aloshen Rechive. There'll be Oilen Ligdule. There'll be the Reichvim. Ben Yehuda says there's sometimes a Gdule, which in Yesod is not a Gdule. The Gemara says in Hurius, you think Sror Ani Noisen Loch, Abdes Ani Noisen Loch. So that's not called Rechav. The writing on them. They're Noisei, the oil of the Tzibo. But here there's a gedula rechav tefaker tete on the top. This is not a gedula that it's an aliyah. Yochel afilu shaloi lishmo. That will be zeiche to these avtoches. Afilu they learn teire shaloi lishmo. Talmud loimar al dvar emes. So memele that is davka al dvar emes. Yochel im higis daitoi. That if they became this goyer, will also be zeiche to these avtoches, Talmud loymer ve'anvo tzedek. But it has to be with another. V'moysen kein, zeichen l'teira shenitna b'yemin. Shenemar v'teilcha neirois yeminecha. Let us see Rashi. V'teilcha otalamdecha, Rashi says. The Marsha says, Zeichen l'teire. So the Marsha says, Zeichen l'heiro. That means before there were Shnei Talmidei Chachomim, they were in the process of learning, not teaching. But if there's these Milas, the Oisik Lishmo, and the Mechadidim Zelo Zeba Loche, they'll be Zeiche to Heiro. That's how the Marsha learns. The shenitna b'yemin, because it says miminai eishtos lomai. The Ian Yaakov, it would seem that he's saying zeichen l'teire is something else. We find in the first capital in Tilim, it says ki im b'seiris Hashem chevtsoi u'b'seirosoi yege yoimam v'loilo. First it's Teiras Hashem. Then later it becomes Nasis Teirasai. It becomes His Teira. Rashi in Tilim says, Misha Omol Boy Nasis Teirasai. It becomes an Atzmius of His. It becomes part of Him. Teiras Hashem is that what He knows was Tutzach in the Rabbeinu Shlom's Teira, but it doesn't become an Atzmius of Him. Atayra niknis, that it be. Bemchas dvorim atayra niknis. Adar abe gdule is gematria memches, the Ben Yehuda says. Because one is only zeiche gdule al idei ha memches dvorim. Is zeichen le teire. So zeichen le teire, that means that it becomes theirs. Becomes teira sai v'teircha. So loshen that becomes their teire. That's this mila of zeichen l'teire. The Ben Yehuda says that zeichen l'teire shenitna b'yemin, that the ikr teire is the seidus ha-teire. So he mentioned before from the goyim, that's in the pardes, that's the dibur of teire, that's the shleimus of teire. So even though they started off amachadidim zel o zeh b'haloche, so Mestama, this was not inside this HaTeire, but eventually there'll be Zeiche L'Teire Shenitna B'Yemin. The Yemin means the Ikrei Shal Teire, which is the Seide Shal Teire. The Omar Rove Bar Avshile, no, V'Teiche Deiro, Shemincha, Rav Nachma Yitzhak Omar, Zeichen L'Dvorim Shenemru B'Yemino Shal Teire. They are zeiche to the haftoches, which are guaranteed for a person who's Isaac b'yemina shel Torah. Omar over Barav Shilov, Omril Omar Rav Yosef, Bachom Omar Rav Sheshes, Mai Dechsiv Oirech Yomim b'mina, Bismayla Oishel v'chovoid. Forshim say that they learned, that it's speaking about two different people. Because if it's speaking about that the Yemin, for the Yemin is Eirech Yomim b'smayla Yishev HaChovid, it should say Avov HaChibo. Eirech Yomim b'yemina b'smayla Yishev HaChovid, so the Gemara asks Ela b'yemina Eirech Yomim Ika Yishev HaChovid Leka, Ela Maiminim Bo Eirech Yomim Ika V'cholshkein Oysher V'chovid. Masmi'ilim Bo Yishev HaChovid Ike Eirech Yomim Leka. Let us see Rashi. Rashi says, "Lemaiminim shel Teira." There's someone that's Isaac b'Teira b'Yemin, and there's someone that's Isaac b'Teira b'Smoil. So what does that mean? So Rashi says two pshat. The first pshat Rashi says, "Lemaiminim shel Teira, shemefashveshim taimeyem bedigduk uboyerin ki yemin hameyumenes la meloche. Just like when someone undertakes to do something, he does it with his right hand, so he'll be matzliach. Bekitzer, he's doing it with all the kaychas he possesses. The pishpush, the digduk, the birul. So this is all done ki yemin hameyumenes la meloche. So that person is zeichet ta'erich yomim, yem shekula yoruch, ta'riches yomim ba'ilam hazeh, oyshe v'chovet leke, bitmi yekim dika erich yomim, kolshken oyshe v'chovet. Lamas mi'ilim bo, she'ein yegeyim bo kol tzolchon. That means, what one can accomplish with his left hand, that means that's the amount of effort he puts in to understand Torah, so memele, that's lamas milim bo. Inami, maiminim bo oiskin lishmo. Mas milin sheloi lishmo. And Belozhna says lishmo means to understand Torah, lishmo shel Torah, he wants to understand only for that purpose, to understand what the Torah zok. I had a very interesting maise. Their Sameach was once learning with a chavrusa. They were learning a Tosfos and they couldn't figure out the Tosfos. So he says, "Medaf mespalos ein, we should love the Torah." So the chavrusa says, "To love the Torah, we should understand the Torah." So he says, you see, if a child speaks something, no one will understand what the child means, but the mother will understand. When there's love, there's understanding. If we don't understand the Torah, that means we're missing in the Avas HaTorah. If we'd love the Torah, we understand already what the Torah is saying. Al kaponim v'lishmo shel Torah, that's the tachlis. To understand what the Torah wants, that comes to Avas HaTorah, that's l'mayminim bo. And that's the haftoche, that's zeiche ledvorim shenemra b'yemina shel Torah. Noishe v'chovid is lamas milim bo. The inyan of oishe v'chovid, Rabbana Zechon Lebroche says that a person gets Ishesulim beveis Hashem bechatzreis elokeinu yafrichu. A person is shosul beveis Hashem, so that's where he's mafriach, that's where the peiris comes out. If a person licked in Torah, so then he's takedovuk in Torah, so he's zeiche to yayim shekuloi oruch. If it's bismayla, so pshat is, he's not dovuk to the Torah, he's dovuk to ilam hazeh with his left hand up is Abisal Isaac and Taira, so Dalton Vier is, that's what he'll get Oishe v'Kovid. The Ben Yehuda wants to say that the Inyan of Oishe v'Kovid is, he says that he learned Taira and people will be mechabit him. So, because he knows Taira, so be'etzem ein locha elben a Taira godlo mizu. Because he in Yisoid is not mechabed the Torah. He's Isaac b'Torah shaloi lishmo. And people even mechabed him. So in order to solve this problem, the Rebbein Shalom gives him Oisha. So now, Koponim, with mechabed Ashirim, Diker Oisha is for the Kovid. That the Kovid al Koponim that he gets should not be als the Yediyas HaTorah he has. So that's Mesa, the Elbin HaTorah. Omar Rabbi Yirmiyeh, Omar Rabbi Shimon ben Lokish. Shnei Talmidei Chachomim Hanoichim Ze Lo Ze Bahaloche. Here we have a different lotion. Hanoichim Ze Lo Ze. Noisin v'noisnim bo v'nachas ruach. Misaskin kidei sheyilmedu ze mi ze. That each one wants to learn from the other. Not the mechadadin, the shayalim and meishivim, it's like it's makshim and the metarzim, it's noichim. Each one tells the other, it seems, what he doesn't understand. Noisim v'noisim bo b'nachas ruach is HaKadosh Baruch Hu makshiv lahem. שנאמר אז נדברו יראי השם אין דיבור אלו נחס שנאמר ידבר עמים תחתינו. לא רסי רשי, ידבר עמים תחתינו ישפיל וכל שיפלס בנחס לשנה חיני הנויכם מנהיגים זה איזה. Each one guides the other one להבונוסו של הלוכה. Each one helps out the other one. כמו ילך נחי. ידבר תרגום של ינאי, כלושן of guidance. אז ממילא, זה הקדוש ברוך הוא מקשיב לה. ויקשיב השם וישמע, אז נדברו יראי השם, ויקשיב השם. אין דיבור אלו נחה, שנם ידבר עמים תחתינו. מאי ולכוי שווי שמוי? אמר רב עמי, אפילו חישי ולעשויס מצווה, וננס ולוי עושו, מל עולו וקוסו, כאילו עשו. The Ben Yehuda wants to say that he's telling us a chiddush, אפילו חישי ולעשויס מצווה, המחשוב אין תוירה, is poshita that's a gewaldic zach. Because Chishev Lasa is mitzvah v'nenas is also malol of akosuv ki'ilu oso. V'chlal, the Chavis Abovis and Shara B'tochen says that there are three chalokim in asiyas ha-mitzvahs. There's the bechire b'liboy mitzpoinoi, the rotzen to do the mitzvah, then the haskome lasois masha bocha, after the bechire there's a haskome lasois, and these two things are biyodei shalodom to do. The third thing, she yishtadel ligmer hamaise beivorov, so that the chavis alvov says that is not biyad haodom to do. Sometimes he can be goymer, sometimes he can't. About kaponim, these two things are zicha biyodoi, the bechire beliboi, and the askom melasois. And that's what the pasuk tells us. If he did al kaponim what is biyodoi, v'nenas, the rabbi nishloilom is machshev kilo aso. Zog the gemara vayit, malo v'kosom kilo aso. Omer abchinin abar idi. Kolo'oise mitzvah kema'amoro. A person does a mitzvah kema'amoro. Very interesting lotion. Marsha wants to say kema'amoro means lishmo. He did the mitzvah the way it should be done. The Ben Yoyoda wants to say kema'amoro means the way it's pronounced. Mitzvah has two chalokim. Mitz and vo. So mitz is a loshen mitzitze, moitzitz. A person likes something, he sucks out everything, he completes it. He'll eat everything with the bone together. So mitz is a loshen that he's doing it bishleimis. He completes, he does the whole mitzvah. In vav hey, he brings a gemore, that's a loshen simche. Vay is a loshen klole or tzore. And Bovei is a Loshen Simcha. So if he does the mitzvah b'shleimis and is done b'simcha, that's kema'amora, ein mevasren oisoi b'sura yisrois. They will not be mevasren b'sura yisrois, shenemar shoymer mitzvah lo yeda dovaro. Omar avasi v'teimer abchanine, afilu ha-kodish boruch hu goyze gzeire, afilu de rabbein shalom is goyze gzeire, hu mevatlo. שנמה באשר דבר מלך שילטוין ומיום אלוהי מה תעשה. Who can tell the רבן שלו מה תדעו, אבל בסומך לי, שם המצווה לא ידע דוברו. אבל יש לי שם המצווה, that's always a mitzvah כמאמורו, that's the יום אלוהי מה תעשה. עומר רבי יאבה, עומר רב שמעון בן לוקיש, שני תלמידי חכמים המקשיבים זה לא זה בהלוכה. המקשיבים, so רשי says, מלמדים זה זה, ומבינים זה מזה. Each one is teaching the other one. The tachlis is to listen what the other one has to say. HaKadosh Baruch Hu Shomea LeKoilo Shenemar HaYoshvim BaGanim. Ganim, Rashi says, goes on the bottom midrashes. Chaveirim makshivim. So Rashi says, ze lo ze. Lahem ani oimer sheyashmiyuni koilom pe'ene. So that's the safe of the pasuk. Chaveirim makshiv lo koilech hashmiyeni. V'imein oisin kein, germem l'shchine shemistalekes miyisrael, shenema barach doidi. Omer Rababa, Omer Rab Shimon ben Lokish, Shnei Talmidei Chachomim, Hamadgilim, Ze lo ze bahaloche, HaKadosh Baruch Hu hu oyhavo. Now what is Madgilim? So Rashi says, Misasvin, Maasvin ze, Ve'oimrim boi v'nilmoi v'novin ben Shneinu, Hoyul ben Lonu Rav l'lamdeinu. He says, they bring themselves together, mitoich hatzorech. Let's try to understand. Hamadgilim ze lo ze ba'aloche. Kodesh Baruch Hu oyavom shenema v'digloi ola yave. Oma rove v'hu di yodi tzurosa d'shmaite, v'hu d'les lohu rabo b'moso. So Rashi says, tzurosa shoyresh hadovo, Tzas lomdu merabom, so they can start off al kaponim to try to understand, and the rabom is not bemosa, so they don't have who to learn from, so al kaponim, this ishtadlos is gewaldik choshev. The oruch says pshat madgilim is a loshen makhishim. Brings down the Targum says eight sheker hoy sado diglo. So we see that that it's a lotion of sheker, of kozov, of makrishin. So the Ben Yehuda wants to explain, so what's this gewaldike meile of makrishin? So he wants to say two pshatim. Either one pshat is that that one of the chaverim, he wants a merdike kasha, and the kasha finds him nicht on. But the whole reason he's asking the kasha, the whole spielichel is that jen is all verstein, was tut sich da. Samol von a kozo, von a kachash, the other one can be nis ala. Or he wants to say maybe another pshat makhishim, the avidu rabbon and the mishana di beraya be mesechta, that each one says they don't know it, they didn't learn it. That brings a gewaldic ahava from the rabbeinu shel olam. With the orach pshat, he wants to say pshat, the sugya started off simin zorus. So it's difficult to understand what's pshat in the zorus. He wants to say that one should remember how the droshes go. Zorus is like a loshen that's a hepech. Each one is the hepech of the other. First we started off mechadedin ba'aloche, and then noichim ba'aloche, which is the hepech, and then we have makshivin and makrishin. So memele, so ba'afal pikein, all these are zeiche to gewaldike madreges. Omar Rav Abe, Omar Rav Shimon ben Lokish. Godol hamalve yoiser min ha'oise tzedoke, umatul bekis yoiser mikulam. Zogt Rashi, godol hamalve lefi she'ein ha'oni boish bedova. So memela, this is meineya, the bushi from the yoni. It's not tzedoke. Umatul lekis, Mois umlai lehistake behem lemachzischar, he gives him either money or schere, and that he should do business lemachzischar, he says it's palge milve palge pekoden, so he's giving him money to invest, and they'll divide the profits. So memele, so that's even greater, it seems there's even less of a busha, there's more of an opportunity. Then Yoda says, usually when a person lends something, he doesn't lend so great an amount, but if he's giving for an investment, he should get profits himself. So Lamai said, the Oni is getting and access to more money, so memela there's a greater percentage shall be matzliach. So memela umatul bekis yaisa mikulam. Aidi da airi rab abba omer esh lokish, noket kolhani mili da gadete domalu rab abba bishmei. Zog de Gemara weiter. Omer rab abba, omer rab shimin ben lokish, im Talmud chocham neikem ve neiter kenochosh, is a Talmud chocham, da mitzad atzmoi, it's painful to be next to him. He's noikim, v'noiter, ozer ha-sharfer, is chagreyu almos necho. Fakert, one should not run away from him. It's, hidovik boy, shesoifach lihoneis mitalmudoi. Even though it might be painful in the beginning, he's very critical, abal kaponum chagreyu almos necho. Imam ha-oretz u'chosid, otoder b'shchunosai. One should be marchik afilu from the shcheinis of a ama oretz chosid she'eina biyoideya b'gdikdukei mitzvitz ve'ein chsidusei sholem v'soifo achlul meid meimenu. So fakert, that's the worst thing. Odisei pshat talmud chochem noikim v'noite kenochosh, the posuk says anochosh ofo lachmoi. And Nochosh, whatever he does it without a tam. Mahano Yeshlecho, they go to the Balalosh and Yelech Eitzel and Nochosh. He does it without any tam. So Mela Talmud Chochem is Noikim v'Noiter, Pshat v'Nekimen and Netire is not, he's not involved. It's not an Egen and Negi involved. It's Kinochosh. Then it's Chagreyu Almos Necho. So Fakert, it's, he's looking at it as third person. The Nekima, the Netir is because there was a Zulzul in Kvayda Teire, but it's not, he's not taking it personally. Chagreyu almos necha. Omar Rav Kahane, Omar Rav Shimon ben Lokish. Ve'omri lo, Omar Rav Asi, Omar Rav Shimon ben Lokish. Ve'omri lo, Omar Rav Abe, Omar Rav Shimon ben Lokish. Kol ha-megadol kerov ra'a b'soich b'isoi, moineya ha-chesed mitoich b'isoi. Shenema lomas, mere'eyu choset. Shekein b'loshen yevonis, koirin lekelev lomas. Let us see Rashi. So Rashi says, moineya ha-chesed, she'enei meniach ha-niyim lovoi lepischoi. If you have a dog by the door to give a bor chabe, some emele, the aniyim, don't come. Some emele, so what are you doing? L'mas mereyeyu choset. So that dog is meineya chesed from the balakele. Meineya chesed. Av al gav de loiksiv meineya, am emele mashme, shekol teve, shereisha mem, Vishameshes netili, kamoi vayikach miyodom, of the goyim meyarzoi. So chosod is taken away mereyei. Rav Nachman ba Yitzhak oma av peirik mimenu yire shamay. The Ben Yehuda says that the Gemara says that the sailors usually are Hasidim. Why are they Hasidim? Because they have a dangerous job. They're always on the yam. So the pachad brings them to Yiras Shamayim. So Mamele, so a person always also has some type of a pachad. Who knows who's going to knock on the door? So Mamele, he has also Yiras Shamayim. The man's on the telephone. Abba Bahachin Ahun told him. Is Memele is Peirik Mimenu Yirishamayim. So now Al Kaponim, nothing what to worry about. He has a good alarm system, so Memele he's taken care of. Others say, Shenema Vira Shaka Yazai, that, like this, we have a mezuzah on the door. We have a mezuzah on the door. So the mezuzah is the Shem Shaka Shemer Dalsay Yisrael.
Elek shein ahund by the tier. So the mele, so that pshat is peirik vimene yira shamayim, shenema v'yira shaka yazoi. So the mele, that is the chesol. Ha'hi itse da aile lahu beise lemeife. A woman once came into a house, she wanted a bake. Novach bo kalbe. So the kelev started barking. So from the pachad is aka of vlad. She was a isha muberet. So the vlad was nisaka. Omalo mori de beise. So the owner of the house said loisit chali. If nothing but to worry about. His bark is worse than his bite. The shkili nive. He doesn't have any teeth. Ushkilin tifrei, he doesn't have any nails, some emele, so it's a bark. Amrolei, so she told the shkuli tivuzech v'shadye achizri. Shkayach, now you tell me. But you can take the stave and throw it on the thorns. Kvar nod vlat. His emele is, it's too late of it. Dr. Rashi, lemeife lefois ise shehishel balabayis tanuri. Shkili nivei, netulais dalet shinov shehunayshech behem. Oisen shinayin kori nivin, kenemrinen beilu treifes. Gomol nivin islai. Shkili tufrei, netulais sipolnov milisrei. He doesn't scratch. So she told her, Shkula netula teivosach umutelis ala kaitzim. Your teiva doesn't help for anything. Teiva sanno nechamoscho kame mavzik teiva. Because it is too late. Zogti gemore weiter. Oma rabune maidich siv, smach bochu biyaldu secho, vietivcho libcho bimei bechurei secho. So this sounds like it's mamish, person can do whatever he wants, could have a good time. Then later, the pasuk is Messiah, v'dak yal kol eilo yviyacha lekim b'mishpat. So l'chayret stiridik. So he said, pshat and pasuk is as follows. Ad kan divrei yetzer hara. That the first half of the pasuk is Vida is the divrei yetzer hara. Kan ve'elech divrei yetzer toiv. Zot Rashi. Ad kan ad vida ki al kol eile. This is the divrei yetzer hara. Reish Lakish omar ad kan le divrei teire. Mikan ve'elech le maisim toiv. So Rashi says as follows. Ad kan le divrei teire. Smach b'talmudo l'moid misimche mitoiv lei v'aloich b'dalche libach l'hovin ma b'libach l'friroi seinecho. So this is the hadroche on limud ha-teire. V'kan v'eilech l'maisim toivin v'da ki al kol eile al kol shalomadeto soifech liten es adin im loy tekayim.